Hello, everyone. This is Jay Dobbins on the Marvel DC Multiverse. We are now at episode 331, and I'll be discussing one topic, which is how Black Panther 2 is trying to honor Chadwick Boseman's legacy. So, Black Panther Wakanda Forever producer Nate Moore opens up about how Chadwick Boseman's death puts in extra pressure to get the sequel right. Boseman had made his Marvel Cinematic Universe debut as a titular hero in Captain America: Civil War before going on to lead his own film in 2018 and returning in Avengers: Infinity War and Endgame. Development on the Black Panther sequel quickly got underway following the film's record-breaking release, with writer and director Ryan Coogler returning alongside Boseman and most of the cast, though would be put on hiatus following Boseman's death in 2020 from colon cancer. After a few months of deliberating on how to move forward, Black Panther Wakanda Forever would forge on ahead, electing not to recast the role of T'Challa or utilize a digital double. Though, how the film will address his absence is currently unknown. The sequel will see the returns of stars Lupita Nyong'o, Danai Gurira, Martin Freeman, Letitia Wright, and Angela Bassett, as well as introducing Dominique Thorne and Michaela Coel to the MCU. As production on Black Panther Wakanda Forever continues to see problems, one involved behind the scenes is offering new insight into the hurdles the team is facing on the sequel. While speaking with comicbook.com's Phase Zero podcast, producer Nate Moore opened up about Black Panther Wakanda Forever and reflecting on the loss of Boseman last year. Moore described there being a different sort of pressure in making sure the film lives up to the late star's legacy with its story. So he said, and I quote, "I think this movie has different sort of pressure on it. Obviously, with the loss of Chadwick, which was unexpected and unprecedented. Sorry. Narratively, to figure out how to deal with, of course, but see beyond, hey, you know, we want to make a big, fun time and people for the first, and people of the first movie, and we sort of do it right by his legacy and tell a story that isn't exploitative, which we would never ever do, but builds on the things that he loved about the property and builds on the things that he brought to the property in a way that is enjoyable, feels real, feels earned, feels organic. Because I think we're going to see the movie in two lenses, pure entertainment, but also cathartic. And of course, we have to be conscious on both of those lenses as we're making it." Yeah, good luck with that. End quote. So good luck with that one, of course. Anyway, so Boseman's death was the cherry on top of the devastating Sunday that was 2020 for many audiences, both MCU and general. And has left many wondering how Black Panther Wakanda Forever will work around this. Have no idea, but if they run out of if it doesn't do well in the box office, then they're gonna wish they had recast. So, but I'll probably do that, do a discussion board on that, a little solo discussion. Anyway, though Moore's comments may not offer any answers as to the narrative plan, his words are sure to come as some comfort to fans, as the creative team are clearly taking in everything into account and crafting a worthwhile sequel in both entertainment and in honoring the late star. While fans may be happy that Marvel and the Black Panther Wakanda Forever filmmakers choose to keep Boseman's status as T'Challa intact, there are some now aiming their direction towards another star. Production on Black Panther Wakanda Forever is now being seen as, by many as a cursed one, as not only did supporting the Dorothy star Dorothy Steele passed away before completing her filming, but it also has been put on hiatus while Wright recovers from her second onset injury. A lot of attention is also currently being directed to Wright's reported anti-vaccination stance, which she has since denied, and how it could lead to an extended hiatus, further delaying other MCU releases in the next 2 years. Until further word comes for the sequel's development, audiences can look forward to Black Panther streaming on Disney Plus and in an IMAX enhanced format beginning this week, as well as revisit Boseman's final performance as T'Challa in the animated series What If, streaming now. So, also, just a reminder, here are the key release dates to upcoming MCU films. Spider-Man No Way Home, the release date for that is going to be December 17, 2021. Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, the release date for that is going to be May 6, 2022. Let's see, also, Black Panther Wakanda, Thor Love and Thunder, the release date for that is going to be July 8th, 2022. Black Panther Wakanda Forever, the release date for that is November 11th, 2022. The Marvels, the release date for that is going to be February 17th, 2023. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, the release date for that is going to be May 5th, 2023, and of course, Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania, the release date for that's going to be July 28th, 2023. That concludes this topic. Feel free to visit us, like us on Facebook. We're available on iTunes, Google Play Music app, Spotify, and of course, YouTube.